great things, my fine friends. Greetings. I hope you're all well. I'll get straight into this music, and I will be back with my jingle in a bit. I just got to the cafe in time, managed to hook onto their free Wi-Fi, and I'm in New South Wales, so I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Girls in Summer Clothes by none other than Bruce Springsteen, and I'm going to fade that out, and we'll try to remember to fade it back in a minute. So what happened was, I mentioned this in my show a few weeks ago, that Stoke Source casually said to me, "Hey, we're all going down, Dad, we're all going down to New South Wales, Crescent Heads. You're welcome to join me." So I squirreled that away in my mind bank, and sure enough, the day came, and I was actually going to stay home and do work and all that sort of stuff, clean up the garden, but when faced with the choice of spending the weekend with Stoke Source and his three friends, at the ocean, I chose that, and I slept in the cabin the night before. So what happened, why that was I needed to go to bed early, and my daughter Louise has returned from Victoria, Melbourne, and blah blah blah, all a long story. I needed to wake up early if I was to go with them. But I didn't. When I woke up, they had left, which was part of the deal. I'd meet them there. And so I hopped into my little car at 11:30 and drove down. splendid, splendid green terrain and beautiful country. I'll tell you more about it. I don't want to use up all my talk, but this show is probably going to be shorter than others for the reason that I probably need to get back with breakfast and lunch, and again, I shall explain all that once we get going. Let's push this volume back up, because I didn't do that last time and it was quite embarrassing. Let's keep on. Thank you. Ah, sorry, that was black. Long black.
Please?
That is long black. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yep. I got given a milky white mug of coffee. I was like, oh, I can't have dairy. I can have dairy, but I don't like dairy.
You know your tweet's so fine, yeah. So fine. Come on, twist a little.
For the benefit of Supernova, I will share some of the background noise. I have switched my mic on, and I'll look in the comments to see if you can hear the background chatting. I'm in the quieter section, but there's another little... it's quite cozy and very taverny alongside, and I could walk there, but might be a bit creepy listening to other people's conversations. And yes, Tim, I am very poor at feedback, or at least re-looping. Yeah, that's it, Supernova. And watch this, you'll hear me cluttering my cutlery. Maybe that's why it's called cutlery, because it clutters. Bacon and eggs. Yeah, it's called Louise Diner. Sorry about this. Hang on a second. I'll never forget one of Herb's first shows that I listened to. He ran a bath and got into the bath. I think he was super itchy or something funny like that. Some sort of skin ailment at the time. And I don't know if people know, but he can't go into the sunshine, so he was using the bathtub as a therapy. Yeah. Anyway, I'll switch this off and I'll have a few more gulps of coffee, and then for the sake of Tim, who I know will want to go to bed soon, or at least go and walk the dog, because he's in Deutschland, and Deutschland is in a very different time zone. And then I'll tell you about our surf trip and how it's going, and yeah, that's what I shall do. So let's switch this mic off. Oh, by the way, the other song that was playing a short time ago was Stranger to Stranger by Paul Simon, and this one here is called Twist and Shout.
And right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright. I saw four faces, one man, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
Alone, 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 away from home. And I say,
let's catch up on a bit. I traveled down, and it was a really, really nice trip down. 6-7 hours really, because I stopped off a bit and my phone started going flat, and then I realized that my USB cable was had broken, and so I had to spend, believe it or not, $26 at a servo to get a nice lightning cable actually, so that I could keep listening to my podcast. And I arrived at Crescent Heads. Now Crescent Heads is 609 kilometers from where I normally live in New South Wales, and it is, I'm going to just lay this out, it is a beautiful, beautiful part of the world. Rolling hills and green ocean, green hills and blue ocean, and it is stunning, and lots of large rivers and bridges that you travel across. And New South Wales have figured out the road system, so they have awesome concrete roads down here. But there are hundreds of policemen everywhere you go, because this is Easter, and Easter is when you get double demerit points if you break the rules on the road, which means a contravention like using your phone will lead you, I believe, into a $2,000 debt. I mean, wow, how much is that? And things like that. I'm not sure if it's points on your driver's license. So anyway, I drove carefully, listening to podcasts, and interestingly enough, hang on, I'll keep that for later. So I got to Crescent Heads, which is a beautiful surf resort. Sort of like a bay, really. And I was trying to see where the boys were in Stoke Source, and all I hear is Roland coming up from the ocean. And I look around, and obviously, when you're in the ocean, the best way to signal is to raise your hand. And I saw hands come up from the lads and from Stoke Source. And since then I've been here having fun, and we all slept in swags, which was fantastic last night. So a swag is a sort of like a very small tent that has a mattress in it, and you roll it out. It's a very Australian thing. It's referred to in the song I'll Come Away Sing Matilda With You, about the swag man, and he's a guy that travels around with his rolled up mattress. And let me tell you, friends, it works wonderfully. So right now we're listening to Summer by Bobby Goldsborough. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to get off the air and finish the song, and then come back to tell you more and to share some photos on Mastodon.
She threw back her hair like I wasn't there. She sipped on a Julie. Her shoulders were bare, and I tried not to stare when I looked at her too late. When she looked at me, I heard her softly say, I know you're young, you don't know what to do or say, but stay with me until the sun has gone away.
I don't know about you guys, but this kind of music is too slow for me. I'm sorry about this, but I've got to move on, man. Got to move on. Let's hit it up a bit.
Your mind. Have a drink. and see what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da, da 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 da,
alright da 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 da,
whoosh whoosh whoosh, summertime, and we'll sing again. We go driving, or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends, and we'll all go into town. See what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I daddy, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah, we're happy, happy. Da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
Sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon.
Oh, this is a good song to talk over. Let me talk over it because I don't really like this song. I did a show once and, well, we were doing an ensemble. I was quite young. And they wanted to have a sort of like intermission thing, so they got me up on the stage with the guitar and they said, just hum and sing this one and just, you know, strum away, it's pretty easy. And I said, well, I can't play and I can't sing, so, you know, it's not a good start. But anyway, they persuaded me, and this is my problem, I have a rubber on. So, I went up there and made a fool of myself in front of hundreds of people, which, to be honest, is not the first time. It is not the first time, but yeah, I think I put that post up on Mastodon. Maybe somebody can check my account. I'll check it here myself. But while I'm talking, we had breakfast this morning, watching the ocean, and this campsite is amazing. It's sort of like a... It's sort of like a hillbilly, you know, almost a backwards sort of hippie outfit with these bamboo shavis, little enclaves where you can park and mud puddles because it poured yesterday, absolutely poured. Which brings me to another story about old Stoke Source. What happened was they were relaying their news and their trip down, and they said, "Hey, Dad, we were on the beach. We came down to look at the surf, and there was lightning and thunder." And he said, the boys turned to him and said, "Dude, your hair is standing up." And all of the boys' hair was standing on end, like just rose up, and all the static in the sea air. And so they decided to get out of the water, which which is very rare, because they like taking chances in the ocean, and I don't know, I think sensible chances are good. Let's play something else, because this song is another one that's too slow for me. But I'll be back with some more. And guys, if you have to go, Tin, I know you have dogs to walk and stuff like that. You're a dog to walk, and you know, I think we guys should all get up together and do a shared what's that open source Zoom thing that we use? Well, I really think I love that, and I think it'd be wonderful if we did that again, because you can put faces and voices to the people you're chatting with in comm. So yeah, Screwtape, I think that's a plus one left to say, let's do it. And that, yeah. I'm laughing at what Adam D said about Claire laughing, because I played a song I don't really like, so I can talk over it. yeah, that's it. Jitsi. We did that some time back, and it's really a lot of fun. So, and the reason I like it, because the very first time I met Tin was on Jitsi, and I don't know how we even connected, but yeah, we connected on Jitsi, Alex, and boom, we were chatting, and Stoke Source turned up. Hang on, let me collect my thoughts, slurp my coffee. I could do that now, I might do that. And who does it? I think one of the DJs slurps their coffee and tea. I don't quite have the guts to do that. Ah, this is quite clearly a local cafe, because old men walking up to other old men and saying, "How lovely to see you."
And he's sitting with a slapper.
Well, this is a nice song to talk over, so let's balance it out a bit. I'm going to have to wrap up because I've got to get back to the ocean, and I came up here to get food because what happened was the boys left all the food at home, which is why we had to eat in the tavern last night. And it was very nice. It was a very pleasant meal. I had steak, and Stoke Sauce had chicken schnitzel, and Travis had chicken supreme, which I think he was sorry to have got, because he didn't think it was, he thought he was getting chicken schnitzel. And then Patrick got nachos. He got a massive bowl of nachos, and then he ordered a whole plate of chips. So how he managed to do that. But we left the food. Let's rather say the boys left the food, and they didn't tell me, so I didn't bring it down later. And one of the things, sidetracking, I've learned is with this show, not to take it too seriously. You know, I used to think I had a start on time, then I realized sometimes you can be late, and it's okay. And Publius killed his show early, like he was so sick a while back. And I remember Bronzy 97 used to get late sometimes, and I used to enjoy him, used to enjoy listening to his setup. And you know, you've got Northern Lights, and those guys all seem to know exactly what they're doing. And Snow Dusk, it's amazing. It just kind of like puts the rest of, well, puts me to shame. And thankfully, I've got Zivio Monster, who has a show which is quite cruisy and unusual. So, yeah, the Nana Republic fits in there. But, good friends, I am going to sign out. I've done 40 minutes almost, 2 minutes to go. So I'd like to say thank you, and to remind you that this is about art and artists, and not that I need to be reminding anyone, but SDF is a really, really nice community where you, if you're listening to this in the past or in the future, you can find a home and make the most of it. So Supernova, thank you. Screwtape, thank you. Quentin, enjoy the family, but domestic bliss is a good thing. I've left my wife and daughter. Yeah, you catch the entire show, Tim. You did. Thank you for staying. I know it's late. I have a lot of songs actually, but I'm not entirely certain that I'm going to do the full hour. I might do half an hour, and I may continue right the way to 60 minutes. But here we go, let's roll. And I've got to stop at one last place to get some camp chairs, because we didn't bring enough camp chairs either. So, bless you all, and happy Passover, happy Easter, stay well till next time, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week. The bars and the walls.
brighter day ahead for you, my friend. Peace and love and happiness without an end. All you've got to do is just stay positive. There's a brighter day ahead for you.
We see
a brighter day ahead.
We see
prosperity for you. Change your mind. Let's use our brains to its fullest. And no matter how heavy your problems can be levied, for it's mind over matter. Whatever the matter may be, yeah.
We see
a brighter day ahead.
We say prosperity for you.
Okay, well, there you have it. There's three songs. And Jeremiah was a bullfrog, Elvis Costello, Pump It Up, and We See by Derf Recklaw. And next up, hey, by the way, that Derf Recklaw song is from Froggy Me. I heard it there first. And remember, this is the Banana Republic, where you've heard it all before. Next up, I have a tale for you. I need to make one correction in this story, and that is that the river I mention is the Tugela River, which on reflection was actually the Umkamaz River, and they are both quite, I wouldn't say they're large rivers, but they are notable for the type of environment they're in. Alrighty, so that particular song reminds me of an adventure I went on as a teenager, and I had heard that the Sunday school had gone down the Tugela River, which is a river in Africa or in Natal, and they'd gone in pump-up tubes and things like that and floated down. So I had this image in my mind, and I think it was correct because they had gone down at near the estuary and floated down and had fun. So a friend came to my house and said, hey, we're going down the Tugela River, rafting, do you want to come? And of course I volunteered and said, yes, of course. And so he said, I'll pick you up at about 3. And I was like, what? So anyway, and I was just a teenager, as I say, and I told my dad, and dad said, well, you can go as long as you take a life jacket. And I promised to take one. I don't think I had any intention of wearing it, but as it turned out, he did wake me up at 3 and or so, and he said, "Have you got food in a sleeping bag?" And I said, "Yes, of course." And we got into a Land Rover. We got into this Land Rover and we drove inland for a long way until we got to, I think there were two bridges. One was called Hella Hella and the other was called St. Josephine or something like that. And I didn't know which one we had gone to or where we started, but he drove the Land Rover in and I think we might have stopped for a Coke. And it was myself, it was Mitchell, and I forget the other guy's name. They were both bodybuilders. So Mitchell was my age and big and strong. I was a cyclist, I was a skinny little thing. And the other guy was quite much older. He was in his 40s and he was a business owner and I think Mitch revered him and was using him as a role model. So I had brought a book to read as I went down the river. And there's a giveaway clue because I mentioned Whitewater. But so I had this idyllic picture of going down a river in my on my little my Speedo and my book to read, and oh my goodness me. And it didn't look very much. This little river was running past and just a few little ripples over the rocks, and they took out the raft and they took out the tubes and the net and they put it on, and I helped with that, and we tied it down and we threw the food and the sleeping bags in. And then we must have had someone else, or we left the car there, because somehow the car arrived at the other bridge 2 days later. When I say the 2 days later, the next day, but it felt like 2 days. And off we went. And then they said, "Keep an eye for the red arrow." And I said, "What's the red arrow?" And they said, "Oh, it's a rapid or a waterfall. And it's written on the side."
You'd want to know where.
And so I thought, well, what kind of rapid can this be? And then I heard the sound. And I heard, like, what is that? And they said, "Oh, it's Whitewater." We went around the corner. And of course...